Denver's number one for new country, 98.5 KYGO, spreading chaos one call at a time here on Funanigans this morning.
Surprising how much you could hide in a trunk of a car.
Well, Katie's husband set her up for this, and they're selling their vehicle like today is the day, right? Yeah. So the part of the deal was she was going to get it detailed and get a check, like a full-on inspection
for
the new buyer.
Yeah.
I am going to call from the shop that it's actually at right now, pretending that we found something in the trunk and we can no longer have the vehicle here. The police are on the way to get it.
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't know what kind of criminal you're harboring.
This is an emergency situation.
But you cannot sell this vehicle today, and you might be in a little bit of trouble.
Katie's going to get mad. That's my prediction.
Hello?
Is this Katie?
Yes, this is she.
Katie, hi. I'm calling down with the shop. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am doing just fine. I'm going to need you to come pick up your vehicle.
Okay, so it's ready to be picked up?
We were unable to finish the job.
Why?
We need you to not only pick up your vehicle, we do have to report it once we found what you were hiding in the trunk.
Excuse me?
I know you wanted the vehicle detailed and inspected, but once we know it's been involved in illegal activity, we not only need you to come get the vehicle, we do need to report it.
Wait. Illegal activity.
My
car has most certainly not been involved in any illegal activity. I'm going to need you to explain this.
Well, when our mechanics checked out the engine, everything was fine. But once we started the detailing process, we did find the prison uniform that was in your trunk and was worn.
Wait, the what? You found the what in my trunk?
A standard issue prison uniform, and when the number was reported to the officers, it was an escaped convict.
Oh, no. Whatever that is, definitely not mine. That was never in my trunk. I don't know how that happened, but that most certainly is not mine. Are you sure you even have the right car?
Katie, this is obviously very concerning, the idea of you harboring a criminal.
What? No, you are so far off base here. That is not even a possibility, not even the remotest possibility. No way. No, you have made some sort of mistake. Is it possible? I mean, I left you my key, I left my key with y'all yesterday. I suspect someone got a hold of it. Someone broke into my car. Someone's playing a joke on all of you, but that has nothing to do with me, and that has nothing to do with my vehicle at all.
I mean, honestly, at first we did think it was kind of a joke because we originally just found the pirate costume.
My what?
Pirate costume.
Again, I'm going to go again and tell you that is not mine. That belongs to no one who has ever been in my vehicle. A pirate costume? Seriously?
Now, was the escaped convict you picked up, did he dress as a pirate?
I did not pick up anyone, convict or otherwise. Are you serious right now?
Do you make your husband dress up like a convict or a pirate?
What is wrong with you? No, my car needs to be detailed because it is being sold. I brought it over to give it the once over before it is handed off to its new owner, okay?
Hold on, what was that? Oh, all right, I'll tell her. Okay, sorry. I was just listening to my manager here. You're right. You don't have to come pick up the car today because it's being actually towed away right now to the police department.
What? No. Oh, my God. Well, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This isn't happening. This is not happening. How can you let this? No, that is my property. You can't let them take my car.
Now, is the convict dressed as a pirate right now?
Oh, my God. There is no convict. This is not real. I am in no way involved in any of this. How can they take my car?
Yeah, I don't know. It's out of my hands now. I was just curious, honestly, how the convict was dressed.
Listen to me. I am selling this car today. This is all a mistake.
Katie, are you ready to get your vehicle back?
I need my vehicle back. That was the whole point.
Are you ready?
What? Does that have to even do with them taking my car?
No, I just meant, are you ready to find out that you're actually on the radio right now and this is Funanigans?
It was worth it all to hear you sound like a pirate, Tracy. Oh, God. Katie, it's all a joke. It's all a joke. Hi, Katie. It's Tracy and Fizz. How are you today?
Oh, my God. Wait, I just have to get my heart rate under control.
Yeah, you got hot. You're hot.
This was a joke?
Yeah. Do you love your husband?
I mean, yeah.
Maybe a little
Maybe
less today. A little less today.
He's the one that set you up for this, and it was a pretty easy go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you definitely got me.
Wake the fun up with Tracy and Fizz.